And welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for September 2001. This is issue number 198, and I'm your host, Fred Vobey, the publisher of the DX Audio Service. My address is 706 Mackenzie Drive, which is spelled M-A-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. You can contact me by telephone, usually in the early evening or on weekends, at 419-228-4199, and I'm on Eastern Time. If you're on the Internet, you can send me email at the club's email address of fredv@nrcdxas.org. That's fredv@nrcdxas.org. If you're on the web, the club's webpage is at www.nrcdxas.org. As of right now, if you'd like to become a member of the DX Audio Service and live in the United States of America, the cost is $25. To members in Canada, the subscription rate is $28. To Mexico and the Caribbean, it's $32. And to Europe and elsewhere, it's $38. Those prices are also the renewal rates. Tapes are sent via first-class mail, and you get to keep the cassettes. If you would like to subscribe, make a check payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated, and send them to me at the address that I just mentioned. Well, it was inevitable. After 15-plus years of publishing the DX Audio Service, we're going to have a rate increase. Now, this is due to several postage increases on our end, cost increases from our suppliers of tape and packaging, and the new subscription rate for the DX Audio Service will be $28 to U.S. members, $32 to Canada, and to all other parts of the world, $40. If you'd like to renew now at the present rate of $25 US, $28 Canadian, $32 Mexico and the Caribbean, and $38 elsewhere, you may send your check or money order in right now. However, any payments using the old rate after October 1st, 2001 will be returned to the sender. Now, this also applies to those of you that like to give gift subscriptions to the DX Audio Service, where you buy a subscription for a new member of the DX Audio Service and you get a couple months added on to your subscription. If you do it now, you can get the old rate plus the months. But after the rate change is made, you'll have to pay the new rate on the DX Audio Service subscription just to get the months. Now, if you're going to give this as a Christmas gift, we will hold the subscription, if you choose, for a couple months and start them with the January 2002 issue. That's up to you. Why are we doing these increases? Well, like I said, it's just the postage increases and costs of all the materials and such. And keep in mind that we're not a business. We're a radio club, a non-profit radio club. And nobody gets paid, and no money is set aside or banked upon. We're not a corporation. Though I wish at sometimes we did have Bill Gates working for us. Maybe we could get some new equipment. But, hey, this is as good as it gets. You got me. So, anyway, the subscriptions to all our publications in the club are going up. Subscriptions to DX News Magazine are going to be $28 to the U.S., $38 to Canada, and $52 to all other parts of the world. DX News Magazine, if you're not aware, is a 30-issue-per-year publication, so it's still quite a deal. The club also has a book called Getting Started in Medium Wave DXing, and that book will be going up to $8 to the U.S., $9.25 to Canada, and $12 to all other parts. In fact, all our publications will be going up in price. So if you're on the web, you might want to watch our National Radio Club publication page, which is at www.nrcdxas.org/catalog. So my recommendation to you is that you get it while you can and save some money. I believe the DX Audio Service is one of the better magazines around to listen to and read, and well worth it. But, you know, everyone likes to save a few bucks, so... So if you want to send in a year's subscription right now at the old rate and beat that October 1st, 2001 deadline, that's fine by me. Or if you even want to send in 2 years worth of subscription, you can save a few more bucks. That's up to you. Anyway, that's it on the subscriptions. Starting next month, we're on the new subscription rate. On some rather downer news, I'm not going to be able to make the 2001 National Radio Club Convention in Pittsburgh. This is due to an illness in our family, and I better stay home and tend to the family rather than trotting off to Pittsburgh. So I'm going to be missing a lot of you nice folks out there that I normally get to see at the convention. And I really appreciate some of the kind words and the emails that I've received from people who know my situation here. So I appreciate the your cards and letters, and hopefully next year at the 2002 National Radio Club Convention, I'll be able to meet with all the members and have a good time. But until then, you guys go off and party, have a good time, and we'll talk to you later. Well, let's usher in our friend from Youngstown, Ohio. Here's Jerry Starr with a look at the AM Switch.
Hi, everybody. Here we go again. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News magazine. Reference number 512 begins with a gigantic pile of call interchanges. 790 WLLB Rumford, Maine becomes WTME. 800 KHIS Bakersfield, California changing to KDFO. 850 WRMR Cleveland, Ohio becomes WKNR as there's been a gigantic jumble of call letters in Cleveland. 890, the brand new station in Frankston, Texas will be KTXV. 920 KENT Odessa, Texas becomes KFLB. 970 WZPM Bakersfield, California didn't have that call for very long. They're changing to KZTK. 990 WVNZ in Richmond, Virginia goes back to WLEE as they continue to play musical calls in Richmond. There's more to come on that. 1010 KXEG Tolleson, Arizona becomes KXEM. On 1090, the new station in Alachua, Florida will be WGAF. 1220 WKNR Cleveland becomes WHKC. 1240 WTME Lewiston, Maine changing to WCNM. 1250 KXTR Kansas City, Kansas changes to KWSJ. 1280 KTPK Phoenix, Arizona changing to KXEG. On 1320 WLEE Richmond, Virginia returns to WVNZ. 1350 WCOP Warner Robins, Georgia changes to WNNG. 1380 WTVR Richmond, Virginia changes to WVBB. Last year they asked for that change, then decided not to do it. Now they're going to do it. The station is presently silent. Will return very shortly with a religious format. 1400 WAVD Decatur, Alabama becomes WWTM. 1400, the new station in Parowan, Utah will be KSUR. 1420 WHKK Cleveland, Ohio becomes WCLV. 1440 new station in Gloversville, New York will be WFNY. 1440 WHKW in Warren, Ohio, that station has been silent and is now back on the air. New call WFMH. 1450 WHRC West Warwick, Rhode Island becomes WWRI. 1480 KRHT Concord, California becomes KCKC. 1570 KSRB Seattle, Washington changing to KKNW. And on 1660 up in the X-band, KWSJ Kansas City, Kansas swaps out the call to KXTR. Six new stations have been applied for in the past month. 740 in Fargo, North Dakota. 780 Pueblo, Colorado. 890 Fountain, Colorado. 1180 Pace, Florida. 1570 Winterville, North Carolina, and 1600 St. Cloud, Florida. Eight new stations were granted on 870 in Pierce, Colorado, 5000 daytime, 250 night, different patterns day and night. 1110 in Kashmir, Washington, 4800 watts daytime, 2000 watts night, and a U7 antenna. That means they have three different patterns, a day pattern, a night pattern, and a special pattern for their critical hours with a power of 3000 watts. 1130 Honolulu, Hawaii, a station will return to that frequency, 10,000 day, 5,000 night, non-directional. 1240 in Redmond, Oregon, 1,000 watts day and night, non-DA. 1400 Moultrie, Georgia, 1,000 day and night, non-directional. 1440 Gloversville, New York, 800 day, 500 night, different patterns. 1490 Maelstrom Air Force Base in Montana, first time I can remember that a commercial station has been licensed to an Air Force Base. There'll be 1,000 watts day and night with a U1 antenna. And on 1490 in Moab, Utah, also 1,000 watts day and night and non-directional. Several applications of interest. WDMV in Pocomoc, Maryland would like to move their city of license to Pikeville, Maryland, and raise their power to 1,000 watts day and night. This was originally applied for in 1997, but was turned down. Now they have applied for reconsideration, and the application has been reinstated. And three more Canadian stations have applied to move to FM on 1000 CKBW, Bridgewater, Nova Scotia, 1220 CHSC, St. Catharines, Ontario, and 1240 CFEK in Fernie, British Columbia. Several grants of interest on 700 WWTL Walkersville, Maryland. They'll be moving their city of license to Poolsville, Maryland. And on 1560 WINV Inverness, Florida, they'll be changing their city of license to Beverly Hills, Florida. Many other news items of interest on 740. Application for the new station in Rogers Heights, Michigan has been dismissed. 910 WTWD in Plant City, Florida. This silent station is now back on the air. 980 WAAA Winston-Salem, North Carolina is silent. The staff and management have been locked out of their studio location in a dispute with their landlord over rent. 1060, application for a new station in Albert Township, Michigan has been dismissed. 1160, an application for a new station in Springvale Township, Michigan, also dismissed. 1210 WDGR, Dahlonega, Georgia, this station is silent following a fire which destroyed the mobile home in which the station was located. On 1220 CKCW, Moncton, New Brunswick, this station is now silent. They have completed their move to FM. 1390, application for a new station in Manning, Michigan has been dismissed. 1440 WMAX in Bay City, Michigan, this silent station has returned to the air. 1450 KNOC in Natchitoches, Louisiana has gone silent. 1450 KWAB Boulder, Colorado, returning to the air. 1530 WLSP Lapeer, Michigan, this station is silent. The tower is still standing, but their transmitter and studio building appears to have been removed. And on 1690 WPTX in Lexington Park, Maryland, this silent station once again back on the air. That's a wrap for this month. 30 days from now, more stuff from the broadcast band. Let's head south where it's probably even hotter than it is here in Ohio. Although that's kind of hard to believe. It's been in the 90s here. Here's John Bowker.
Well, thanks once again, Jerry, and hello, everyone. This is the travelogue portion of the audio service, and today we're going to be hearing from stations operating at 660 on the dial. But I want to say a particular hello yet another time to Skip Dabelstein, who's certainly keeping the travelogue collection up to date from his home in Phoenix, and a howdy to Powell Way in the state capital of South Carolina for the tape he sent in of a couple of stations he knew we were missing from his part of the country. Thanks, Powell. You're very observant. And a very special hello to Tony Simon. He home-burned a CD of the Miami stations, all very top-quality stuff. Gee, it's great to hear from all of you fellas, and the travelogue collection much appreciates what you're each doing. Today we're going to learn all about the 660 dial position. And now as we start the September 2001 DX Audio Service Travelogue in New York City, we're going to play you the sounds of one of the very first stations in New York City, WEAF, the station which is credited with having the first commercial in American broadcasting.
This is WEAF, NBC in New York.
Friends, you owe it to yourself and your family to leave the congested city and enjoy what nature intended you to enjoy. Visit our new apartment homes in Hawthorne Court, Jackson Heights, where you may enjoy community life in a friendly environment.
Now, on November 2nd, 1946, WEAF changed its call sign to WNBC. And that lasted until October 7th, 1988, when it became time for the National Broadcasting Company to give up its flagship station in New York. Here's how it sounded in those last few seconds.
I'm Alan Combs. Thank you. God bless you. And for the last time, this is 66 WNBC, New York. Let's do the countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You heard the countdown. It's over. Oh.
Sports Radio 66. WFAN, New York.
That's probably a good place to leave New York City. That same all-sports format has been working for them since that recording was made. Well, we're going to move on to the far westerly reaches of the Old Dominion State next.
And you're listening to WCRR, Rural Retreat, Marion M. Whitfield's country station.
Okay, you may think he said Rural Retreat, Maine, but he didn't. He was talking about another town in that area. Mark Strickett caught that one for us in 1994, by the way. And there are 550 watts at 660 on the dial. You'd think they'd be overwhelmed, but being just a daytimer, I guess you're going to have a real tough time picking them up unless you live in Western Virginia. And this next one will be a good catch, too. But you'll have to tune into them just at critical hours, I would expect. That is, you know, the two-hour period just before local sunset there. If you're a morning person, the two-hour period just after the station's local sunrise. It's another good time. But last summer, my wife Linda told me she had found her utopia on the internet and that she needed a full day just to shop in a store in Greenville, South Carolina. So I looked at the little old log, and I took her there. And among the stations I recorded that day is this one.
6,000 watts of urban contemporary gospel on his radio, AM 660, WLFJ for Greenville, Spartanburg, Asheville, Anderson.
By the way, the NRC log, I see, lists this as a 10,000-watt station, but we'll have to trust the guy. He's running at 50,000 watts these days. Now, of course, for many years, the 660 spot along that border between North and South Carolina had been occupied by another station that you probably recall better.
At Hollywild Animal Park in Inman, open nightly at 6 through New Year's.
Starting now, another full 30 minutes of today's country and all-time favorite on WESC AM-FM.
Greenville,
Barton, Anderson,
Asheville.
WESC,
there goes my heart.
Goes down the street. We're going to move to the deep south at this point, and the town we're about to hear from has a population of about 10,000 people. But it's right on the water of Mobile Bay, so they really get out too. They run 850 watts at night, so I suppose this is a possible DX catch for you.
Classic 660 is WBLX Fairhope Mobile.
Now, you know, it was Dale Hamm who picked that one up for us in 1991 and reported even then that the distortion was theirs. I can easily believe that, having heard the station several times. But 7 years later, at least, Linda and I toured that part of the country, and we were able to pick up this ID with a slightly improved audio on their station. That's WDLT. Okay, let's come north into Ohio, Waverly, Ohio.
WXIC Waverly, it's 2 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Gary Nunn.
And we go up into Michigan at this point, and thanks to Fred Volpe, who had his dial set at 660 one time when he was going through southern Michigan. We're in Sandusky, Michigan.
Johnny Rysack and the Polka Towners Chapter 2, Polka Dancing Pickles. It's going to do for Hour 2 of the Sunday Show. We get to come back and do some more, though. Hour 3 coming up after news, weather, sports.
This is WTGV-FM and WMIC 660 AM. Sandusky, Lexington, Cairo.
From ABC News, I'm Bob Schmidt.
Okay, we're going to head off across most of the Great Lakes at this point to the northwest in our search for Sauk Rapids, Minnesota. It's a city near St. Cloud, an hour or so up the interstate from Minneapolis. Let's go back first to 1992 with our dial set to 660.
We'll break for news, then we're going to be back with some Lloyd Price. Also got Ricky Nelson for you, Paul Moriarty, and Janis Joplin next hour from the W Gold request line. 9 o'clock, 66. Great W Gold is WVAL. Sauk Rapids, St. Cloud.
This is the NBC Radio Network. Good morning, I'm Gary Knox.
Good morning, Gary. Those call letters were around for quite a while in Sauk Rapids, but by 1998, Mark Durenberger had sent this recording into the travelogue.
Hey, we're the station just for kids.
Now that's more like it. It's the coolest. AM 660, WBHR, Sauk Rapids.
The Friday show from Walt Disney World. We're going to move the party over to the game zone.
Okay, thank you, Mark. And from the land of 10,000 lakes, we travel south to the land of one star, the Lone Star State. And right there in the Metroplex.
Broadcasting Nebraska football because you ask us to. Christian 66, KSKY,
the Great Southwest Power and Light Station.
KSKY. Fault Spring, Dallas, Fort Worth.
You're listening to the Case Guy 66, the sound of God's grace in the Metroplex. And we have,
once again,
as our
the
guest,
very finest in
thank
Southern
you.
Gospel music, Lake Country
thank
Jubilee
you very
presents
much.
In concert.
Yes.
Heaven Bound, the Brady,
thank
and
you.
New singing sensation, Carol Gaddis.
Don't you love it? Oh, the poor guy wondering, okay, which switch do I throw now? Well, let's see. Back in 1992, Ernie Wasilowski put on quite a show for us over Labor Day at the National Radio Club Convention. And while we were in Omaha, we tuned our dials to 660, as of course we should.
All right, folks, that'll wrap things up for now here on KCRO. As always, thanks for listening. From all of us at Game and Parks and from this station, enjoy the great outdoors of Nebraska.
We have clouds out, 67 degrees. It's noon on The Truth, 660 AM, KCRO, Omaha.
Hello, and welcome to W.C. Boyd Ministries presents The Believer's Walk of Faith with Reverend W.C. Boyd.
Okay, thank you, Reverend Boyd. And if you want to enjoy the great outdoors north of Omaha and go up into the Dakotas, you come finally to the city of Williston, just on the western edge of the northern Dakota. And you hear this at 660.
Sixty Keys Country, feeling fine with the Wake Up Crew and the Sweethearts of the Rodeo. Good morning. A little cooler today. Partly sunny skies. 9 Central, 8 Mountain at News Radio 660. KEYZ Williston.
From ABC News, I'm Catherine Cowdery.
Okay, let me play you a brief take of this next 660 station. We have them broadcasting a football game on an entire tape in the Navajo language. But you've already heard quite a bit of this next station from Mark's Clear Channel segments, so this will just keep the travelogue collection complete from Window Rock, Arizona.
Serving the Navajo Nation, including Chinle, Kayenta, Shiprock, Farmington, and Sholo, this is 50,000-watt KTNN Window Rock.
A medical mystery deepens in Glendale, California.
You know, the most remarkable thing about that station, I think, is that it came on the air very late, February 1986. But this was granted a full 50,000 watts, both day and night. And do you realize there are only three U.S. stations on 660 that are allowed to use as much as 50,000 watts during the day? And there's only one other U.S. station running 50 kW at night. That's WFAN, of course. Let's go out to California.
Join us again tomorrow for Turning Point.
KGDP, good Bible teaching program serving the Central Coast, including Lompoc, home of the annual Flower Festival, 660 AM stereo, KGDP.
KGDP, Orchid, Atascadero, listener-supported Christian radio.
Orchid, California, they run 1,000 watts at night. It's located about maybe a three-hour drive from Los Angeles and up to the northwest of L.A. And that brings us to the Eugene Springfield Market in the Beaver State. And this next town is just a northerly suburb of that growing center.
This is the House of Praise on KPAM, Troutdale, Portland, Vancouver, and KZPU, Junction City, Eugene, Springfield.
I can attest to the fact that the distortion was theirs. Okay, well, now we're going to come to a station that, for the technicians in our audience, is truly one of the most interesting. We're in the town of Mount Vernon, Washington, and somehow they were able to crowd a 10,000-watt station at 660 on the dial up there. They're using a special horizontal wire antenna. Now, it's supported on four legs, each measuring about 100, maybe 150 feet in height, and there are only one or two others of this kind of antenna in the whole world on broadcast, they tell me. Anyway, they're protecting stations all over, and they have just a nice ground wave out of Mount Vernon, Washington.
KAPS, Mount Vernon. Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Bob Hart. White House spokeswoman Dee Dee Myers in the wake of today's NATO airstrikes on the Serb forces near Sarajevo.
They have to be a little bit careful of their signal getting out of Mount Vernon because they say there was one station that complained when they sought a construction permit, so they're in very close touch with them. KAPS, one of the most interesting stations in our travels around the country. We have one more U.S. station to hear, and this is it.
In Fairbanks, your only stop should be Cars Clothing. That's right, sizes for the big guys like me, too. And they're open till 6.
Do you think Bruce really goes to Fairbanks for his clothes?
Cars Clothing.
I wonder.
The store for men.
KFAR, Fairbanks.
Since 1939, it's been KFAR Radio.
Here, ladies and gentlemen, is a true rarity, a legal ID from Canada.
You're listening to it right now. 66 CFFR, the Calgary radio station that plays the music of the 60s and 70s.
Well, there's our tour of 660 on the AM dial. We're only missing one station in the entire country. And that's right here in Florida. The last time I went to Altamont Springs, they were not on the air. Well, the next time we'll be together will be directly from the Pittsburgh National Radio Club convention with all its hilarity. But now let's go up to New Hampshire and Bruce Conti in the DX Digest.
Hello, DXers. I'm Bruce Conti, and this is the DX Digest. In the background, you're hearing music from the France Bleu Network radio station on 1206 kHz in Bordeaux, France, as heard during the annual Boston Area DXers DX Clams group expedition to Rockport, Massachusetts. Over the past few months, I've talked about installation of noise-reduced wire antennas and the use of loop antennas to alleviate household RF noise. If you recall, the noise-reduced antenna wire installation consisted of a 100-foot antenna wire located about 20 feet from noise sources such as your home, neighbors, and power lines. A 20 to 50-foot length of buried coax was used for lead-in, with the antenna and counterpoise ground connected via a 4-to-1 RF matching transformer. This is a most effective method for significantly reducing, if not totally eliminating, RF noise. However, not everyone has the real estate available for such an installation, so the next line of defense is to find a quiet location within your abode and use a directional loop antenna aimed away from RF noise sources. For the best results, as demonstrated last month, phase the loop with a noise pickup wire or whip antenna. Use phase cancellation to completely null out noise. There's one more surefire way to escape RF noise. Take your DXing on the road. Load up your car with a loop or wire antenna, a receiver, a light source, batteries or power port adapter, documentation such as the NRC AM log and WRTH, paper and pencil, and tape recorder to catch all the action. Then head out to a quiet DX-friendly location to catch signals unlike anything at home. Even better, contact a few radio friends and make it a group DXpedition. Boston Area DXers, one of the nation's most active local DX clubs, does just that in an annual summer DXpedition that has become known as DX Clams. Among this year's participants were NRC DXAS members Mark Conley, Tom Walsh, and me. On July 31st, after an appetizing seafood dinner, we met at Granite Pier in Rockport, Massachusetts, overlooking the Atlantic Ocean. Mark Connolly summarized the event as follows. I enjoyed the 2001 Boston Area DXers DX Clams outing, the fourth of these annual mini DXpeditions that defy the notion that long-distance medium-wave reception is not possible during the summer. All you need to succeed this time of year is a coastal location, talented DXers, good receivers and antennas, and a bit of luck in missing a night with excessive thunderstorm static or one with dud propagation. Despite the perception of summer as not the DX season, there was good DX to be had at each of the previous Clams get-togethers in Rowley, Massachusetts in 1998 and Rockport, Massachusetts in 1999 and 2000. The 2001 effort was perhaps the best DX Clams outing so far in terms of propagation. By sunset at 8 p.m. local, or 0 hours UTC, the AM dial was rocking with European and North African DX. Interestingly, spot openings to certain areas seemed to be the order of the evening. An Eastern Mediterranean Middle East run would put stations such as Egypt 864 kHz and Greece 981 kHz on top of their channels for a while. Eastern Europe such as Slovakia on 1098 kHz would then crank in, and then the Ireland, UK, Netherlands, Germany region would take over before more typical conditions favoring Spain, Portugal, France, and Northwest Africa returned. Mark Conley reporting on the DX Clams radio expedition. Tom Walsh shared his experience as follows. A great time was had on July 31st by a bunch of clam-stuffed DXers. Clams at 5:30 Eastern, followed by arrival at Rockport 1 hour before sunset. What a glorious evening. The sunset was spectacular, and so was the DX. Europeans were pounding in on medium wave on my borrowed PALSTAR radio with just a 40-foot wire and no phasing. I couldn't believe the signals from France on 1206 and 945 kilohertz. Croatia on 1134 kilohertz. Nice shortwave signals too, like Ghana on 3366 kilohertz, blasting the meter until 0 hours 2 minutes UTC sign-off. Tom Walsh on DX Clams. Indeed, conditions for transatlantic reception were outstanding. While Mark Conley and I were set up with Drake R8A and B receivers and elaborate loop versus whip phased antennas. As Tom Walsh indicated, all that was needed were a good receiver and random length of wire to pull in transatlantic medium wave signals. Mark Conley has posted a complete report, including photos and logs, on the internet at www.geocities.com/markwa1ion/dxclams2001.htm. For me, the catch of the day was this signal heard on 1296 kilohertz just before 2 hours UTC. What is it? Per the suggestion of Boston area DXer Gary Thorburn, I matched it up with an interval signal from Sudan at www.intervalsignals.com on the internet. Sure enough, the interval signal heard on 1296 kilohertz was Sudan, Africa, signing on. So if RF noise is getting to you, then it's time to hit the road to satisfy DX cravings. As Fred might say, get out there and support DX. NRC DXAS members are invited to join Boston area DXers for their monthly meetings, usually held at the Lexington Club on Route 4 in Bedford, Massachusetts, on the third Friday of the month at 7:30 p.m. Visit www.anarc.org/NASWA/BADX for more information. More next time on the DX Digest. I'm Bruce Conti, 73 and good DX.
This is Mark Dernberger with part two of our band scan from Western South Dakota. And we took this snapshot of the clear channels as heard out in Western South Dakota to make a point. The FCC broke up the clears because they wanted to provide strong, dependable nighttime service to the so-called vast, underserved areas of the West. That's right where we are right now. In my opinion, the hundreds of new stations the FCC allowed on the clear channels have not done much to provide good, dependable nighttime service to the West where we're traveling. To judge for yourself, here's part two of our band scan from Western South Dakota. Now let's see, I think we left off with 1,000. Okay, let's go down to 890 and see what's happening there.
Lanolin, glucosamine, and chondroitin. Use as directed for your minor arthritis pain. Your results may vary. Available at Walgreens and Osco.
Are you ready?
From WLS, we get on to 880.
Festival in Lincoln, Nebraska, June 1st through the 3rd. Artists like the Del McCurry Band, the Grasshoppers, Mike Snyder from the Grand Opry, Shady Group. You can hear the show live via satellite on KRVN along with Big Al and the Grasshoppers Saturday night from 8 till 10 p.m.
No surprise.
Ticket information, call 402.
Although there is a station in Manitoba.
That number again is 402-473-4105. Now taking a look at our weather here on KRVN.
870.
Against nation and kingdom against kingdom.
Preacher music from WWL New Orleans on 850. Like a local.
Special market test pricing continues at both MedVet Chevrolet locations.
When you're ready to build the home of your dreams, you don't want to take shortcuts.
Okay, let's go to 840. I think we'll do Louisville here amidst all the noise. We've got a co-channel in Las Vegas, and it puts quite a bit of energy in a almost north direction, and some of that's creeping in here. Of course, we're also hearing the sidebands from KOA, and probably the sideband of WCCO.
Just how far back it goes, I'm amazed. It goes all the way back to the Bible, but not really, because when I think about it, frankincense and myrrh, does that make sense? So we'll be with Sharon first, calling on the cell phone. Sharon, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
We're doing
from WCCO, we go to Dallas.
Sunday morning at 8, learn about the organic gardening by listening to the next show away. Howard Garrett on WBAG from noon to 3. Talk issues of the day with Mark Davis on Mark's National Show. Then discussion.
It's got a little noise and a little beat down. Part of that's coming from Seattle.
Sunday night, get the
specialist on the high-tech scene. So improve your life and learn a little every Sunday with the News and Talk of Texas. News Talk 820 WBAP. You're listening to WBAP and the Neil Bort Show. Monday at 4, listen to Gary McIntyre.
Let's go up to 810 and see if it's any better. We'd expect to hear Kansas City in here. But we've also got a station in Winnipeg and KGO. Let's try 780.
See your Chicagoland Jaguar retailer before offer ends May 31st. Jaguar, the art of performance.
Mark Dernberger on the road here in our Back Roads Band Scan of a summer night in May 2001. We go from Chicago to 770, where you might expect WABC. We've got a local licensed in Minneapolis, KUOM, but I don't believe they're on the air yet with nighttime power. That leaves Miles City, Montana, and Albuquerque, among others, to add to the general noise. Your choice, ladies and gentlemen. Can you tell who's in there? Okay, let's try 760. Summer static notwithstanding, we should be able to copy WJR. Unless they're in a fade. Thornton, Colorado is allowed a little power at night, but they're pushing it away from Detroit, so we should hear WJR in there. Bit staticky, isn't it? Let's try 750. And here again, we've got a lot of stations. We've got one in Utah. We've got one in Canada that's very close to us. But I think I hear WSB. As we hurtle down the road with our radios hot on this May night in 2001, we can't help but think how much clearer the clear channels once were. But we make the best of what we get, and after all, the idea is to take a snapshot of what the clear channels sound like at this moment in time. I think we could do without the static we're hearing on a few of the frequencies, but that's part of a summer night's reception. Let's keep going, down to 720.
Something.
And another Chicago station fighting with the summer static.
I know that you, Michael Rosen, have tried many of these guys. And you evaluate a number of them in this book. What we did is we looked at each of the diets.
710 is going to be a mess, I think.
And productive ways to develop.
We've got Bismarck in there.
I mean, you all of a sudden, you
we've
guys think
Kansas
there's some
City
magic way to make coal cleaner.
We've got Denver.
But you don't imagine we can make it. Yeah, it is, as a matter of fact.
We've got Duluth.
Coal scrubbers have very clear limits. You can't make the development of coal and power through coal absolutely clean. It
so
is
like
not
said, speaking of clean, let's try 700.
Working them away, nothing over the plate. Like I said, he gets the win. Danny Gray's come in, and he gets the save. And Walter Fernandez has one bad pitch, and that was toward the pinch hit home run in the seventh. You start to feel a little.
From Cincinnati, we drop to St. Joseph, Missouri. Well, maybe not. Again, we've got a mix of Canadian. KFEQ is pouring its signal north. It's protecting KNBR. There's enough Canadian stuff in there, and there's enough other stations to the east to make it a crapshoot. How about Chicago on 670? Again, we're battling a station in Denver.
Let me knock out a couple of quickie fast machines, and then we'll go back to the lines. Again, the number for you people new to the program, it's 773-282-6767. Krusty Bronco sends us a fast.
660. There's a little New York in there. There's a little tiny little bit of St. Cloud, Minnesota. There's Window Rock, Arizona. And probably the biggest interference generator is coming out of Williston, North Dakota. And we're not that far from Williston. Williston has one of those weird patterns that's got about four nulls in it. It'd be hard to do at night. And 650.
The new Signature Series, Volume 1, of what'll probably be about 30 before we're all done. Here's Leap of Faith, Lionel Cartwright on WSM.
competition from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, and from Nashua, Minnesota, among others. A little Utah in there. WSM holds its own, and we're a long way from Nashville.
Want no risk guarantee before you take a chance.
And let's stop with 640 KFI's territory. Well, maybe, except that we have Iowa. We have Belgrade, Montana, not that far away. We have a station in Norman, Oklahoma. A station just across the border in, from Minnesota up in Canada. And that's just the stuff from the western half of the Mississippi. That does sound like the Phil Henry show, though, doesn't it? All right, I promised you that we would revisit a couple of stations. Let's go back up to 1080 and or 1090 first and see whether that's gotten any better.
We
said was pretty good. Let's try KNX.
We need, and we plan to produce national programs, additional ones from Los Angeles.
That's a little better. Isn't that something?
In fact,
once the path opens
many of
up?
Our programs are heard around the world now.
There are pilots for no fewer than 26 new programs already in development, Russell says.
There's a certain attitude of freshness in Los Angeles.
Okay, we wanted to check 1520 because the station in Oregon by now has gone to night power. Let's see what that's going. Aha!
1520, KOMA, Oklahoma City. KOMA, 1520 AM, now breaks away from regular programming to bring you the following special programs. All Oldies, All the Time, continues on KOMA FM at 92.5 on your FM dial. Following these programs, we'll rejoin our regular programming in progress.
Preacher tape's coming.
The Word of Prophecy broadcast.
Okay, so let's drop down to 1210 and see if that's improved any since sunset over the West Coast. Nope. 770 is picking up a little bit. KLB is on night pattern now.
Nonsense is not...
That should be New York.
Says I'm no virgin.
How about Detroit?
In Nova, this moment of change is being brought to you by Novell.
I'm Mike Malone, editor of Forbes ASAT magazine. It's said it travels on its stomach, but the 18th century soldier regularly battles malnourishment and rotten food.
That's considerably better. 710.
Okay. I helped build the Appalachian Trail as a kid.
I
live on the Appalachian Trail now.
Bismarck, rather. 680.
This year in a 37 and a third innings. Hernandez has given up 9 home runs, and he's thrown 53 in.
I can't tell if that's St. Joseph or BNBR.
The home run ball is the bugaboo. Antioch Bryan has been waiting patiently to get this off his chest, I would guess. Hi, Bryan. I'm not John Schrader.
It's probably KNBR. And 640 is about the same. Well, there you have it, boys and girls and ladies and gentlemen and all the radios at sea. We hope you enjoyed this nighttime backroads band scan on the road. Mark Dernberger, your rookie on the DX audio service, and we sure enjoy doing these broadcasts. We try to mix up the subject matter, maybe do an interview one month and a tour another and a band scan on another, and we hope the mix makes sense to you because it's all focused on the clear channel scene. That word clear, of course, becoming more and more of a misnomer as the years go on, and the FCC continues to allow stations with as little as 1 watt to be on the air at night. Well, we're not here to judge policy. We just know what effect it's had to our hobby, all these little stations doing nothing but causing interference and certainly not providing any local service when their signals don't go out more than a couple of miles from the tower. So we'll say 73s for now and see you again next month with another Clear Channel band scan. Mark Dernberger on the road. Until we meet again, good listening, DXers.
Thanks, Mark. Now let's turn our sights over to the world of digital television in an article by Times staff writer Jube Schreiber Jr. titled Broadcasters Seek to Delay Digital TV. Backed by powerful allies in Congress, the nation's broadcasters are pressuring federal regulators to relax a government-mandated transition to digital television in May. The National Association of Broadcasters met twice with Federal Communications Commission officials this month, seeking a simplified way to obtain exemptions to the agency's May digital TV deadline. The National Association of Broadcasters told the Federal Communications Commission that only about 200 of the nation's 1,600 TV stations have made the transition to digital. The association has also sought to cut back existing digital broadcasts, claiming that they cost TV stations $10,000 a month in electricity, even though few consumers have the digital TV sets necessary to take advantage of the digital sharper pictures and clearer sound. Just last month, Montana's two senators, Democrat Max Baucus and Republican Conrad Burns, sent a letter to the head of the Federal Communications Commission saying that the nation's 136 smallest TV markets, quote, need more time before being required to transmit a digital signal, unquote. What we're asking for is some sort of streamlined waiver process that serves in the interests of consumers, the Federal Communications Commission and the broadcast industry, said Henry Bauman, an executive vice president of the National Association of Broadcasters. We can't wait until the last minute next spring and have the commission flooded with waiver applications. Two recent developments have seemed to herald a new era of digital entertainment. Last week, five major Hollywood studios agreed on an anti-piracy technology, allaying the concerns that free copies of video entertainment would be distributed on the Internet. And 2 months earlier, major consumer electronic companies announced that they would begin shipping TV sets and other equipment this fall with the circuitry needed to unscramble and view copy-protected digital content. Under FCC rules, broadcasters who receive an estimated $70 billion in digital TV airwaves in 1997 must begin transmitting digital signals by May 2002. However, the stations also must continue broadcasting an ordinary analog TV signal until 85% of the homes in their market can receive a digital TV signal. Although 201 stations serving about 70% of all TV households have made the digital transition, many rural areas and even a few big city public TV stations have yet to begin transmitting digital TV. We've estimated that the total system-wide cost to transition at $1.8 billion, but our stations have raised only $600 million at the state and local levels, said John Lawson, president of the Association of American Public Television Stations in Washington. Lawson said that though public television stations have not formally joined the NAB in seeking a delay, more than two-thirds of the nation's 354 public stations will have to apply for waivers and will miss the deadline to broadcast digital TV.
Please flip the tape to side two.
Another first for Detroit. His and her radio. WXYZ 1270, where he's king.